Church leaders condemn the violence in Nigeria. A ministry's work is affected by flooding in Thailand, and malnutrition stalks Guatemala. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Believers are saying enough is enough. The Christian Association of Nigeria convened an emergency meeting in response to the Boko Haram's assault on churches. The fanatical sect has butchered at least 100 Christians in the last 30 days. One church leader suggested secession if nothing changes. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
I think the frustration is very understandable. When you talk about separating from a country and splitting into two and all of that, those are obviously huge issues and would take significant amounts of thought and work. I think what they hope for first is that the current Nigerian government and the military and the police will work together to put an end to this threat.
Pray for believers.
They want to respond in a way that is effective. They want to encourage their government to protect them, but they also want to follow Christ's call to forgive those who persecute you and to love your enemies.
Next, growth of a Christian radio network is on hold as flooding wreaks havoc on Thailand. HCJB Global's Thai Stakes says HCJB is helping the Thailand Christian Radio Network plant 100 radio stations, which they believe will help establish 70,000 cell churches in Thailand by 2020. However, Stakes says,
the monsoons have just been terrible up there. All of our people have had to leave the country, and most of our partners are dealing with their family homes, people around them, and everybody's flooded, and commerce has come to a screeching halt. So basically, the strategy for the next 6 months is on hold.
Four new stations have already been started. Stakes says Christian radio is strategic.
It is a connecting point in strategic communities to do outreach in the community, build bridges to the predominantly Buddhist that live in Thailand, and also to encourage the church in their faith.
Pray the floodwaters will recede. $25,000 will fund an entire station. You're listening to Mission Network News. Guatemala has the fourth highest rate of chronic malnutrition in the world, and Cynthia Gunter with Orphan's Heart adds,
on average, about one out of two people in Guatemala are malnourished, but among the indigenous population, it's up to 80%.
The problem stems from poverty, but
malnutrition really isn't hunger. It's a different thing. They may be getting the proper calories. Malnutrition really is the greater problem, which means their diet is lacking in vitamins and much-needed protein.
Orphan's Heart has been working on this problem for the last 3 years. Their malnutrition center is now a temporary home for 79 kids recovering from malnutrition with holistic care.
We not only bring the necessary physical help that's needed for these children, but we also are able to bring them the gospel and to bring them the love of Christ.
During the season of Thanksgiving, consider supporting these kids. Our website has the information. We turn next to Haiti, where many people are coming to Christ. It's an exciting development, but one that also brings leadership challenges. 70 lay preachers from all over the country traveled last week to Baptist Haiti Mission to join a pastoral training team from the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. They spent a week learning about effective evangelism and biblical worldview. This week, the team will be training Haiti Sunday school teachers. And can you imagine being a part of a 100-year-old church that still didn't have a Bible in your own language? Well, this is the exact scenario for several churches in the Pacific Islands. They only have scripture in second languages. In response, the Seed Company is working on a project with multiple local Christian leaders to help translate the remaining parts of scripture in their mother tongue. Pray for this project or even get involved at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got a book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.